Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
And the puppy photos keep coming. I know that we very often are catching people in different work routines, different travel routines, of course, people studying or just up late. Maybe they're on the move. People have different schedules, right? So some days they work from home, some days they'll commute, which means that we're constantly catching people who maybe haven't heard us for a couple of days, or maybe it's been a couple of weeks. And that's great. I love that you always come back to us. It's all coming back to me now. And even as you're listening tonight, or people who will tune in Monday morning as they get set to start their work weeks, they're catching us talking about puppy photos. And so the photos have continued, not quite at the rate that they were during our last show to end last week, which was incredible. In the span, I told producer Jay this and he was kind of blown away. In the span of 3.5 hours, we had 600 photos on Facebook. But the part that was so amazing is that I mentioned it. We get to the final hour. I'm kind of blown away. The post has been up not even 2 hours asking for your puppy photos on Twitter and Facebook, and we already had hundreds of them. And so I mention it on the radio, and before we tag out to finish up the show and finish up the work week, we already have 200 more in not even an hour. And so we can agree on dogs in this country. Maybe not the dog breed or the size or the shape or how we take care of our puppies. Some of us, for instance, let our dogs sleep on the beds with us. That's not my experience, which took some training with a new puppy in the house, but she has learned it pretty quickly. She doesn't love it, but she's learned it. We allow her to stand up because she's a mini Aussie. So when she stands up on her back legs, she can put her feet up on the furniture and look over the top. Right? She's a runt too, so she's little. But I don't tell her to get down when she's just standing up looking at us, or when she's just kind of waking up in the morning. But she's not allowed to get on the bed or on the furniture. And I've caught her a few times. Actually, this dog had the nerve to get on a table not that long ago. So yes, there's still some training that has to be done with Daisy, the crazy puppy. But otherwise, it's fun to have them with us in our lives, regardless of the size, the shape, the age, how we found them or how they found us. And then the way that we treat our dogs, maybe what we feed our dogs. Penny doesn't eat people food, but I know a lot of you feed your puppies people food. Regardless, it's just so great to have these loyal companions. And in the case of rescues, this is my first dog that I ever had as an adult. and she definitely rescued me. So yes, rescue is accurate, but it was the other way around, not the way that we think. And so you're all still sending photos because some of you are just catching on. Some of you are just hearing about it. I had one guy post on my Twitter on Sunday afternoon, wait, what? We're sending puppy photos? Okay. And so he just found out about it on Sunday afternoon and decided he would send his as well. You've got to see his, by the way. I did retweet it just because he was a little bit late to the party, but better late than never. And his dog is wearing antlers. Yeah, see, some of us dress up our dogs. Some of us put our dogs in sweaters and costumes. Penny would kill me, like as in the look of death from her face and from her eyes. And her eyes are very expressive. Even now at the end of her sweet life, I can see in her eyes her communicating. And she can't hear very well. She can hear loud noises, but that's it. She can't hear the way that I would talk to her like I'm talking to you right now, which does make me sad because we used to talk all the time. But she still does wag her tail and she's eating really well still. She's definitely slowing down and her tumor has become a real huge problem. And so this week, just trying to spoil her as much as possible, but we'll have to say goodbye to her this week, which is really hard. And I know many of you understand. And because of the number of people who responded to our posts and to us calling for puppy photos on the radio last week, many of you have shared your own stories. We just had to put down our dog. We put down our dog a couple of months ago. My dog is this age and he or she is also slowing down, or, you know, we're about to do the same thing with our dog. And so I know that one thing we share in addition to our love for dogs is how hard this decision is. It really is. It's not only hard to make the decision because it's a family member that you love so much, but you also don't want to do the wrong thing. I mean, I don't want to do the wrong thing for Penny, right? I don't want to say goodbye to her when she still has a lot of life left, but how do I know? Like, it just feels like a massive responsibility to judge the quality of life of another being, even if it is an animal, especially one that's been so loyal. And so that's what I've struggled with cats in the past. So this, you know, Penny's my first dog as an adult. But with cats in the past, like, oh, could she live another 6 months and be okay? And many of you have said to me, you've encouraged me and said, well, they will let you know. You'll know. They'll let you know. And I can see in Penny's eyes, she's not the same. Well, she's the same dog, but she doesn't feel the same anymore. She is struggling. She's having a hard time. And the thing about this dog, and it's not just her breed, but it's also her loyalty, is that she would do anything I asked of her. She can't do it as quickly anymore. She can't go as fast. She's, you know, she's moving a lot more slowly, and there's some pain and discomfort associated with, I now see, but she would still do anything I asked of her. She would follow me anywhere, which is, yeah, it just breaks my heart because it warms my heart. It has for 12 years, but it also breaks my heart because I know she's trying so hard for me, and I don't want her to have to do that anymore. So thank you all for understanding and for being so kind about it. And as I say, we don't agree on anything but our NFL and our puppies. And so the photos, they've made me smile. Some of them made me laugh. Our dogs are kooky. They really are, especially the way they sleep with all fours up in the air and private parts displayed for the whole world to take photos of. Speaking of photos, poor Pen. She never has liked photos, but now because she's a lot slower, she can't really get away from me when I'm trying to take photos, though she does try. She does try. I've had to corral her a couple times over the weekend when I, not for photos, but for other things, to give her her medicine or to try to wipe her off when she's had a couple accidents. And so she still tries to get away from me. Little stubborn butt she is still after all this time. She's sweet and she's sensitive and she's sassy and she's stubborn to the end. Now 14 years old and 3 months, she is stubborn to the very end and still a load, still a big dog, which means she's still a load. So again, thank you. You're all very sweet. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. As a quick hour, coming up in this hour, producer Jay tells you his travel nightmare stories. I mean, he was gone for, what, 7 days? And two of them were spent traveling. Just wrong. Also, I love the pivot that his family did, though, when they were presented with lemons. They made some lemonade. Well, actually, they made coffee because that's what they do in this country where he was visiting. So we'll get a little bit of Jay's story. We're glad to have him back, though. Ryan did a great job. Although, to be honest, on Ask Amy Anything, this is a rookie mistake. It happens a lot with people filling in. They somehow decide they're supposed to be answering the questions as well. We didn't get to a whole lot of questions because he would ask them and then he would answer them.
Ask Ryan anything?
Yeah. And at one point I said he starts to answer the question and, well, thank you, Ryan, but this is not Ask Ryan Anything. And I was teasing him and he was like, he laughed and, oh, but yeah, rookie mistake, inserting yourself into the conversation. It's a common faux pas among young broadcasters when they're doing interviews. And I understand it. I understand where it comes from. They want to prove to the guests that they know what they're talking about, so their questions become like 90 seconds long. Or then it's older broadcasters, and it's even more unattractive when older broadcasters just have huge egos, so they decide they know more than their guests do. Anyway, so I understand, rookie mistake, but here's what we learned about Ryan while you were gone, Jay. You and I both have worked with him in the last, 6 months or whatever. He's in his early 20s. At the beginning, he would not speak to us. Well, maybe he spoke to you, but he would not speak
not
to
much,
me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I actually said that to him last week. You've turned into a chatty Cathy. What happened when I first met you? I was scared. Like, you were scared. He said, yes, I was intimidated. The first thing you said to me was, would you like a muffin? And I was like, well, to be honest, I think it might have been a bar. But anyway, so he said, I scared him because I offered him baked goods the first time.
One of the nicer things I
know, right? I didn't say, hey, dude, can you get me a piece of audio? Hey, dude, where's my highlights?
Baked treats.
Right. I offered him.
It's really scary. Wow.
Seriously.
Horrifying.
Anyway, but I understand. It was his first job. He's in his early 20s. And so he's made up for it now. He does a great job technically. I think we only had a couple of just really quick mistakes last week that he fixed right away. And he had a good time. He laughs. Oh, I'd not heard him laugh till last week. The dude giggles. Like, he giggles.
I don't know if I've heard it.
Oh, it's great. Huh. He really had fun. Except, you know how it is when you're filling in on overnights for the first time. When you did it, I'm sure it was the same for you. You feel like you got hit by a truck. Mm. Like, 3 days into it, the poor guy looked like he hadn't slept.
Oh, yeah.
So it took him, he worked from the end of the week before. So the last show, the week before, all the way through last week. And by Wednesday, he'd figured out his sleep schedule just in time to turn around and flip the schedule for the weekend. So yeah, poor guy. The first couple of nights of last week, he did look like he got run over by a semi. I didn't draw attention to it much.
It's an adjustment.
I did ask him about his sleep and he was kind of figuring it out. But yeah, he went through multiple iterations, like when do I sleep and when do I eat and that kind of stuff.
I don't think there is a right answer. I'm still learning that myself, right?
Well, it's about keeping a pattern, except neither you nor I do that, right?
Nice. Try.
Yeah, we try. It's been a losing battle now for the past almost 12 years, or ended year number 12. So it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Facebook. Our YouTube channel, Producer Jay, came back from his vacation to realize that you all had done a lot of damage, quote unquote, to our YouTube channel. You checked out our latest video, which was a behind the scenes from Vegas, complete with music and photos from my personal collection. So Jay did the videos. I did the photos. If you haven't seen it, it is the latest video on our YouTube channel. And then coming up, we've got some more that we're going to put together. We've been talking about, well, first of all, we're not that far away from the next annual Chubby Bunny World Championship. So we'll get to that sometime in the next couple months. It usually happens, I think last year we were late a little bit, but it usually happens around March Madness. And we're going to have new people in it this year because last year, Pat failed to tell us that this was one of his special talents. And so the rest of us got completely creamed because he was still going strong at like 11 marshmallows.
He was a ringer.
Yeah, he was definitely a ringer. We do not want ringers. Maybe we'll get Ryan in and see what he can do. If you want to truly be part of After Hours, well, you've got to pass this initiation. This is our version of hazing. You stuff marshmallows in your mouth. Although Sean nearly died, so I suppose that we could get called on the carpet, right? Anyway, so we'll get to Chubby Bunny this spring. We've got March Madness coming up, the Masters, obviously. But what else we have? Wait, where was I going with that? YouTube. Yeah, YouTube, because I guess maybe in honor of my 3-month wedding anniversary. So I promise pre-honeymoon, like I told you, everything right now revolves around the honeymoon. The next video that we're going to do is kind of the follow-up. We'll call it the epilogue, right? So we had three videos that we put together, our most popular videos ever. Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle. And there was even a Christmas edition that we did right before I left. And really answered your wedding questions and that kind of stuff. It was a lot of fun. You all still send questions now about the wedding or about the marriage. And so we're going to do an epilogue called Ask Amy Walked Down the Aisle. But it's mostly about what life has been like. I will tell you, there are times where I think to myself, you're married. It just sounds so weird. Sorry, Bob. After all this time, it just sounds so odd. And it's still a major adjustment. This weekend, Bob has been gone. He's in Texas visiting family and doing some other things that he needs to do for his house sale. And so I lined up a bunch of phone calls, right? I had a bunch of phone calls with family and with girlfriends that I hadn't spoken to since the wedding. And every single one of them, well, they put it in their own unique way. What's it like to be married? And every time I hear that, I think, oh, yeah, I am. It's weird. Not being married, but just the wrapping my brain around the fact that my status, if you will, has changed. I have a doctor's appointment on Monday evening, and I had to fill out one of those pre-registration forms online, and it asks you marital status. It's so much fun to go in and change it from single to married. and Bob will be happy to hear this. Mom is no longer my emergency contact. Isn't that cute?
Wow, yeah.
I know, after all these years. It's either been my mom or my brother, usually my mom who's been my emergency contact, and after all these years now, the Hubs gets to be the emergency. I'm sure he's thrilled. Gets to be the emergency contact. If something goes wrong, call him. That's kind of the idea. But it's neat. It's really neat. So anyway, I digress. We'll do a video called Ask Amy Walked Down the Aisle. And producer Jay has been thinking about that and has been collecting questions, on the lookout for questions. And so at some point this spring, maybe around birthdays, I don't know, maybe around, like I say, 3-month or 4-month wedding anniversary, we'll do that. So definitely check out the YouTube channel. We were able to give Jay a bunch of new subscribers for his birthday, which, by the way, is Tuesday? Tuesday? Yes. You know how my dates all run together.
Tuesday.
But here's the thing. Jay hasn't even used the Christmas gift that I've given him yet. Forget that. Going back to 2 birthdays ago, I gave Jay a box of my favorite things, including one of my absolute favorite jars of pasta sauce, which the grocery store no longer carries, by the way. So now I have to get it online. And Jay still hasn't used it. Why? Because he's lost it in his closet somewhere. So I have to be really careful what I give Jay for birthdays because, yeah, I don't have any idea why. He says he's Italian. I don't believe him. I think he's just borrowing the name. And so he has lost the jar of pasta sauce I gave him 2 years ago on his birthday. Wow, this is about to be our third birthday round, isn't it?
Getting deep.
Goodness. And then for Christmas, I gave him the best gift ever. Like, as in ever. I told him I would buy his TSA PreCheck for 5 years. Now, he knew at the time coming up that he had this trip. We had Vegas. He had his international trip. Jay, have you proceeded with TSA PreCheck?
Still on my desktop or in my browsers on my laptop. It's there. I mean, I want it.
Jay, you just did 2 huge trips. What are the chances you even fly again this year?
High, I'd say.
Okay, but fine. You could have used it for both of those trips.
I know. The Vegas one, when I was alone especially, where I really, really should have had it for that.
Does your family have TSA PreCheck?
I think they just signed up for it.
Interesting. So maybe you would like to hop on pop there.
It'd be nice.
Right. Okay. Jay is either he really doesn't like the birthday gifts that I give him, or he is, he is, I don't know what you are. What are you when it comes to my birthday gifts?
The brunch was tremendous.
Right. That's because you had to eat it in front of me.
No.
You had no choice. Although we told on you and your strategy and eating pancakes first. You just got
it. I wouldn't change it. They were delicious.
Pancakes and pizza.
I had about like 15 pieces of bacon, the French toast, the waffles.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, so yes, poor Jay. He's, I don't know. He's missing out on these great birthday gifts. Pasta sauce, the best kind. TSA pre-check. That was for Christmas, actually. And I thought it would be in perfect time for Vegas. And then I didn't even know about your international vacation. All of a sudden, Jay says, okay, I'm going to be out for a week and a half. Oh, okay. Good to know. We used to talk. We used to communicate these things. But ever since you lost the pasta sauce, our relationship has gone horribly off the rails. On Twitter.
Strained like pasta.
Yeah. As if you would know. On Twitter, A Law Radio, on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're glad to have Jay back, even though he refuses to take advantage of the great birthday and Christmas gifts that I give him. Coming up, Russell Wilson doubles down. He is, you know what? That old song, It's My Story and I'm Sticking to It. Oh, yeah, that's what Russ is doing. And I still can't believe the Broncos tried this little trick with him. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no! My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Get ahead of postage rate increases this year with Stamps.com. It's like your own personal post office. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Snap clock at 2 at 1. All out blitz on the way. Get it up, Russ. Russ throws the ball to the end zone. It is caught! Touchdown, Denver! That is Courtland Sutton, his 8th red zone touchdown of the year. 15-yard touchdown, Wilson to Sutton.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It may not have been MVP level, but it was a resurgent season for one Russell Wilson, only for him to get benched at the end of the year by the Denver Broncos. And initially, while there was some surprise, the major shockwaves came after Russell Wilson revealed what had happened behind the scenes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. He sat down with Brandon Marshall, who has a very successful podcast called I Am Athlete. And at times there are other guys along with him, but he's the driving force behind this podcast. And he does get current athletes, former athletes, to really open up to him. Brandon's actually been very vocal about his own mental health struggles and his different bouts with depression and other things that he's faced in his life. And because of that, because he's made himself vulnerable, I think there are a lot of people who feel more comfortable opening up to him because he will do the same with them. And so I'm impressed with the conversations that he has. But even by his standards, this is a doozy. 84 minutes. If you don't want to do your quick math, that's an hour and a half nearly. An hour and a half with Russell Wilson. And they go deep about what happened with the Broncos this season. Again, this is on the I Am Athlete podcast. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Russ takes us back to the point at which the Broncos found a spark this season.
So we beat Green Bay, Kansas City. We beat them. And as you mentioned, that's when I got that call. And I was like, I'm confused, what's going on? And I didn't believe it at first. I was like, this can't be real. And I got that call that, hey, we're going to bench you for the next 9 games if, you know, you don't change your injury guarantee. So for me.
But be clear here. They don't want to bench you because of play. They're saying they're benching you because they want you to take out the injury guarantee.
Yeah, they want to push back my injury guarantee and remove it for that rest of the year. So that way, if I get injured, that they don't have to pay it.
But that's why as a player, it doesn't even make sense to do that, because you think of those Alex Smith moments, and then hell, you can even go back to college, like Willis McGahee, I believe it was, at the U, one of his last games going into NFL, he tears everything in, or maybe it's Frank Gore, everything in their knee.
I didn't want to set a precedent for players to remove their injury guarantees too as well, and so it was no way I was going to do that. And so when they said, hey, we're going to bench you, I said, all right, that's what you want to do.
Once again, Russell Wilson telling the story that going back to the start of what was a nice little win streak for them to at least put them back in the conversation about Packers and then Chiefs, that the Broncos came to him and threatened to bench him for the next 9 games if he did not change or remove the injury guarantees in his contract. Now, there's a clause in his deal. I can understand why the Broncos gave it the old college try, although it's really dirty. But a 5-year, $242.6 million contract, right? That's the life of the contract. That's what he signed with the Broncos before he ever took a snap that mattered. That's on the team. And Russ, I know, did not play well the first year. It was a total bust. Some of that's on Nathaniel Hackett. Some of it's on the people around him. But it's also on Russ as well. So it was an unmitigated disaster in year number one. They change coaches. They bring in Sean Payton. They once again have new offensive sets and voices and plays and everything else. And Russ and the Broncos actually have a fairly good offensive season. I mean, we can get into the numbers, but they were already looking ahead to trying to get rid of Russ. They were already looking ahead to the ways that they could recoup some of the money, the way that they could cut their losses and not lose all of it, right? Somehow get out from underneath a little bit of that financial burden, which meant that it would not cost them as much to part ways. That's where their brains were early in Sean Payton's first year in Denver. So the contract is the 242 and a half, but the clause that they're talking about would give him another $37 million. So that's his 25 salary, but it would be guaranteed whether or not he's on the team, even if he's not on the roster, if he can't pass a physical coming up this March. So they were far more concerned with whether or not they could get out from out of paying that $37 million should he get hurt. And so their bright idea was to tell their quarterback, we're going to bench you for the next 9 games unless you remove this clause. Again, right after they beat the Packers and he plays really well. And then they have the upset of the Chiefs, right? And so the timing is just odd, where you kind of see behind the curtain with the Broncos, they weren't concerned about winning this past year, or at least they weren't only concerned about doing what was best for the team on the field and winning this past year. What they were concerned about was Russ not getting hurt so they wouldn't have to pay that $37 million. So they actually threatened to bench him. I mean, it's just, it's so ugly. Whether or not you believe the Broncos were viable or were going to take enough steps forward, maybe you think Russ is over the hill and should be put out to pasture, whatever you think, that's still dirty. How often do we hear, well, teams don't say it as much publicly, but how often do we hear in the sports world, oh, well, he signed the contract, he should have to abide by it. I mean, the number of times, I wish I had a dollar for every time a fan had said that to me. When a guy asks for a trade, when a guy wants out of his deal, when there's a holdout, blah, blah, blah. How many times? In fact, you can be honest with yourselves right now, wherever you are. You've said it before, right? He has a contract. Why doesn't he have to abide by his contract? Well, the team signed the contract, so why shouldn't the team have to abide by its contract? I do not blame Russ one bit. As much as that's probably a moment that he looks back on and thinks, what the heck? Right? And maybe there's a little bit of uncertainty there. Are they really going to bench me the rest of this season? Are they really going to take me off the field when I'm the best chance to win, or when they're paying me, but they're going to pay me to do nothing? I mean, that had to be disconcerting for him.
My agent talked to the NFLPA. The NFLPA called me to ask, you know, and then they talked to the NFL. The NFL was like, this is illegal. You can't do this. And so then, you know, all the way throughout Saturday. So I was just like sitting here. I didn't know if I was going to play the following week. We had Monday Night Football against the Buffalo.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
On February 22nd, enter the world of Avatar, The Last Airbender. When the Fire Nation wages a violent war against civilization, the world's only hope rests with a young airbender named Aang. Together with his friends, Aang will go on an epic journey to master the four elements, water, earth, fire, and air. In order to gain the powers of the Avatar, Netflix brings the beloved series to life as a live-action spectacle like nothing ever seen before. Avatar, The Last Airbender. Now streaming only on Netflix.
Tecovas is a terrific boot brand, and they're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots, but they've innovated on comfort, style, and service. As someone who tries to pursue a minimalist lifestyle, I highly value quality over quantity, and I'm telling you, you can't find a higher quality boot than Tecovas. Their Western boots for men and women are handmade from the most premium leathers with over 200 time-honored individual steps. Also, did I mention that they are Austin-designed, Texas-tested, and handmade down in the boot-making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico? And also, if you've ever wondered if you can pull off cowboy boots, which is something that I was thinking, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas and you'll see. Just do a quick search for Tecovas on social media and you'll see how adorably styled these boots can be. Visit Tecovas.com, that's Tecovas.com, and point your toes west.
Bills the following week, so I'm like, am I going to play? Am I not? Like,
So you got Russell Wilson in his camp, and then you got the Denver Broncos. Everybody looking at each other. Who's going to make the first move? You going to sign?
I wasn't going to do it.
You wasn't going to blink?
No shot. I ain't taking my injury guarantee. But so now I'm sitting there like, okay, well, we'll see what happens. So then the whole week, and I get back on Monday. I still don't know necessarily what's going to happen. And on that Monday, that's when I meet with Sean. And Sean's like, hey, don't forget like nothing happened. You're going to play this week against Buffalo. We got a big game against Buffalo.
Oh my
gosh. Got to go win on Monday Night Football. And I'm like, all right.
Russell Wilson, along with Brandon Marshall, and that's who you hear, the other voice on the I Am Athlete podcast. So this is after the win against the Packers and the Chiefs, both of those coming in Denver. Then they're about to go on the road against the Bills on Monday night, which, by the way, they won 24-22. They also beat the Vikings by a point and then beat the Browns, who almost swept the postseason award. Those were 5 wins in a row. They lost to the Texans in Houston, but then came back and beat the Chargers in L.A. So they had won 6 of 7, and they were right there in the AFC wild card conversation. But then what happens? They lose a game to the Lions. They actually get smacked by the Lions in Detroit. And then they lose home to the Patriots. And at that point, the team comes back to Russell Wilson again and makes the same request. This is after Christmas. We know that Sean Payton stunned the NFL world by letting us know that Wilson would be benched in favor of Jarrett Stidham. And what did he say at the time? It was to spark the offense. Uh-huh. Except Russ, 2 days later, decided he would tell his story and didn't care what the Broncos thought or whether or not it put him at odds with the team. And there are some cases where I think it's better to play your cards close to the vest. It's not necessary to tell the world the truth. But in this case, I applaud Russell Wilson for speaking out. The team just did him dirty. They undermined him going back to that start of the win streak. He's playing some of his best football since he got to Denver. The team is kind of hanging on, wondering what the heck, who's going to be our quarterback. They don't know either. And for the Broncos to then pretend like this was about football when they had undermined their quarterback, no doubt then he's waiting for the other shoe to drop. He's waiting to get benched. He's waiting for them to pull him from the starting lineup over this contract clause. He knows the team doesn't support him. He already knows the team doesn't want him to be around next year and wants to try to recoup as much money as possible. How is that an environment in which you are focused on winning and everybody in the locker room is on the same page? I actually lost a bunch of respect for this Broncos brain trust, the front office and the head coach. How do you do that to a player? It's one thing to ask him to change his contract. Okay, no harm in asking. What's the worst he can say? No. But they knew he wasn't going to do it willingly, so they threatened to bench him. Again, if the rest of the locker room, when the rest of the locker room finds out, what's the automatic reaction? Well, clearly the team cares far more about money than it does about winning. The team is not expecting us to win. We're not trying to win. If you're actually going to bench our starting quarterback and the best chance to win, what does that say to the rest of your locker room? We don't give a crap about W's. I mean, that's just gross. And again, not an environment where Russell Wilson, unless he is the toughest guy on the planet, which he is pretty tough, not an environment where you're setting him up to succeed. So you're undermining your quarterback and the rest of your locker room by letting them know that winning is not the most important thing. All right, more from Russell Wilson about his future in Denver. That's coming up next on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel, After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
The stretch that we put ourselves in early in the season that, you know, we got to keep believing. You know, we've done it before. We believe we're going to do it again. And we can't think any other way.
I spent half an hour with Russ yesterday, you know, and I told him, I said, look, you know, I don't think it's going to be a long, drawn-out process, but it hasn't been decided relative to what our plans are. And but as soon as we know something, certainly, you know, he would be the first to know.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Better be careful what you tell Russ, though, because he's not into keeping your secrets, Sean Payton. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So that came from the exit interviews with Payton post-Broncos season. So they were still hanging around till the late stages for a possible playoff spot. However, you undermine your quarterback, you put in Jarrett Stidham, you go 1-1 over that time, and it looks a whole lot different. And again, the message sent to the locker room is we care more about trying to recoup money and trying to protect ourselves and our bottom line than we do about winning, right? That's the part that I think stinks. Now, We'll do a flashback before we flash forward, but we just told you that Sean Payton tried to convince us post-Christmas. So this was right after Christmas. I remember Christmas was a Monday because it was my first time back post-wedding. So I'm doing the show from Bob's house in Houston. And we do our first night Christmas into the morning of the 26th, so it's Tuesday. And then the next night, so we're kind of getting back into the groove, and we're talking about the most recent NFL weekend. As I get set to do another show that week, the bombshell is that Sean Payton had benched Russell Wilson. And what he told us was the following.
Most of you know we made a change at quarterback. And I understand all the speculation and everything that surrounds a move like that. And I can tell you, look, we're desperately trying to win. And sure, in our game today, there are economics and all those other things, but the number one push behind this, and it's a decision I'm making, is to, you know, get a spark offensively. Obviously, it's difficult, and you know, all of us feel like, man, we didn't do well enough.
I don't even know how to take him seriously now that we know what the Broncos were really trying to do. It seems so hollow and disingenuous and gross. Not that we are naive in thinking that all decisions in pro sports are made with winning in mind, because that's certainly not the case. But they actually threatened to bench him with 9 games to go, coming off of 2 wins. Nothing says we're focused on the future more than the present than that does. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Russell Wilson continued with Brandon Marshall on the I Am Athlete podcast. And, of course, they talked about the Broncos and his future moving forward.
My house ain't for sale. That you can't
that, what you talking about? I go on Instagram right now to say Russell Wilson's house is for sale.
Yeah, that's not for sale. It's not on the market right now. People think that I'm out of there. But, you know, maybe I am. But no matter what, like, I love to go back, you know. But, you know, I committed there. You know, I committed to be there. I committed to win championships. I want to win more Super Bowls there. You know, I love the city and everything else. But, you know, you also want to be a place that wants you, too.
So the Broncos haven't made their decision yet, at least theoretically. They haven't made their decision yet. Or I don't know, maybe that's just what they want us to believe. No doubt if they could find a trade partner, they would. But I asked former NFL GM and front office exec Randy Mueller about Russell Wilson, wondering if there's still a market for him, considering how tumultuous the last couple of years have been.
Well, that's a sticky one. I would say there has been more failure than success there. But here's what's attractive about Russell. You're going to get him for minimum salary. He got $37 million coming from the Broncos if they cut him, and that's going to be offset by anything that you pay as a team. So let's just say the Falcons want him. They're going to pay minimum salary because they're not going to pay money that just comes off Denver's deal. Russell's going to make the same whether he plays or is home on the couch. So he'll be targeted, and he'll be sought after somewhat just because of the finances.
That's Randy Mueller, who recognizes that these decisions sometimes do come down to money. I asked him as well about making the tough choices to cut players when they're up against the salary cap and trying to decide, do you keep a veteran? Do you find a cheaper replacement? And what does that look like? And he said those are the toughest days as a GM, is telling a veteran, we're parting ways with you after your investment and after partnering with you on this journey. And he said in some cases, the worst is when they've been on your roster 10 years or more. So that was Randy Mueller. That whole conversation is actually in a link on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, and actually just retweeted it from the network account at CBS Sports Radio. One more with Russell Wilson. How much does the winning still drive him?
I got more fire than ever, honestly, especially over the past 2 years of what I've gone through, whether if it's in Denver or somewhere else. I hope it's in Denver. You know, I hope I get to finish there. I committed there. I wanted to be there. You know, I want to be there. For me, it's about winning. Over the next 5 years, I want to win 2. I want to feel the chill of that trophy again.
What? Just so you know, he didn't mean I want to win T-O-O. He meant I want to win T-W-O, as in I want to win two more Super Bowls. And he would like to do it in Denver. All right, so there's a little more with Russell Wilson. We don't have the audio for, but he does say, if it's not here, meaning in Denver, I'll be prepared to do that somewhere else. I genuinely mean that I hope it's here. I brought my family here and everything else. And so Russell Wilson just doubling down in this, I don't want to say it's a stalemate with the Broncos because that's not true, but this narrative that it was the Broncos' move that kind of created this divide and created this issue, and it was not based on how he was playing. Now, Brandon Marshall also did this exercise with him where they went through the different odds. There's odds out there, as in betting odds, where you can put money on the next team that Russell Wilson plays for. And some of the talk has been about the Steelers, and some of the talk has been about the Falcons. We could go through the various options, but yeah, the quarterback's like, well, I'm going to put Denver one because I'm there right now. So I appreciate that Russell Wilson is still committed to Denver and saying the right things, despite the fact that they undermined him and tried to get him to give up some money. I like the fact that he's being mature about it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no! My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
COVID-19? I don't want to risk missing work. I booked an appointment for this season's updated COVID-19 shot designed to help protect against recent variants. Learn about a vaccine option and book your COVID-19 shot on ScheduleCOVIDVax.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.